we do have the ability to spy communications. We have a team that's, I'm not telling the Turks something they don't know. There's actually formal MOUs, memorandum of understanding about this stuff. You know, Turk is a NATO ally. And, you know, Erdogan's completely lost it.
He's completely
crazy. He's getting crazier every day. And he's, arresting the press and in trouble.
No, it's a madness. Repressing
and they're killing, what they're doing to the PKK now, his gendarmerie.
Appalling.
Yeah. Appalling. And let's just face it, and we can't say that either.
No.
That he's gone completely off the...
You can't say that from the States. The Europeans can't say that because they're giving him money to take the refugees back.
And also because he's been supporting ISIS and supporting al-Nusra. The border's been open, Hatay province. We have communication intelligence. And so here's what happens. We don't know who did what. We know there's something wrong with the story. And we listen to things. And they were very quiet. You don't hear anything. The day after the raid, when the United States, here's how the United States found, went public with the word 1400. We took, there was, when the incident took place, there's iPhones, and there were iPhone photographs of dead, of people that seemed to be dead, that we all assume were actually from that incident. And we know there's a lot of faking going on. But nonetheless, they took six or seven of the pictures of groups of dead people, and they computed the area. And they computed how many people were in that area. And then they extrapolated how big the whole area was. And that's how they got to 1,400. The number was completely a made-up number. You had to walk into this stuff. It wasn't that toxic. You had to walk into it. If you were next to it, you felt sick and you recovered in a couple of weeks. You had lung trouble, but you could survive. You had to walk into it before you died, basically. And there were UN inspectors there. There was a team coming that had arrived 2 days earlier to talk about the earlier events that took place. Anyway, so what happened is, after the event, when the world went nuts about 3 days later, saying, oh my God, Bashar killed all of his own people, the communication system in Turkey, the military and intelligence people began going, hey, congratulations, fantastic, you guys did a great job. That's what we picked up. And that is very often. What you do in the NSA is you always listen after an event when you don't know what happened. And so from there, you can construct a very plausible scenario, given the extreme amount from cabinet level to cabinet level of the military, that clearly at least they perceived that they had a role in the role. And so you had exactly as you say, that it was a false flag operation.